From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius is indicating that the administration may have backed away from its insistence on a government insurance entity to help cover the tens of millions of Americans who do not currently have health insurance. Sebelius said a government insurer is not an essential element of an overhaul of the healthcare system and that nonprofit insurance cooperatives may suffice instead.
I think there will be a competitor to private insurers. That's really the essential part, is you don't turn over the whole new marketplace to private insurance companies and trust them to do the right thing. We need some choices. We need some competition.
Sebelius was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. An American man who had been sentenced to prison in Myanmar was allowed to leave that country today, along with visiting Senator Jim Webb of Virginia. Webb had met with the leader of the country's ruling junta. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Senator Webb's rare meeting with Senior General Tan Shwe yielded two immediate results: the release of John Yeto on humanitarian grounds and an hour-long meeting with detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Webb told reporters today he was grateful for these gestures of goodwill by the military and hoped they were something to build on in an effort to improve relations between the U.S. and Myanmar. Sanctions against the regime aren't working, he said. It is important to find ways to end the isolation of the Burmese people and improve their daily lives. Webb told reporters he'd also asked Myanmar's military rulers to release Aung San Suu Kyi before elections scheduled for next year. The generals, he said, haven't responded. John Yeto, meanwhile, is in a Bangkok hospital to deal with medical issues exacerbated by nearly 4 months in detention. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Bomb attacks in Baghdad today killed at least 6 people and wounded dozens of others in a commercial area. Civilians and minority groups have become targets after the U.S. military handed over security responsibility to Iraqi forces earlier this summer. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The deadly bombings have become a daily fact of life in Baghdad. After dark, at places where people hang out at the end of the day, in the early morning where people gather to look for work, often the death toll is low. But there's a higher cost in public confidence, especially with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He's been unable to deliver on public services such as more electricity, but he's built his reputation on convincing war-weary Iraqis he could keep them safe. The steady casualty count has taken another toll. The Iraqi government announced that plans for a nationwide census has been put on indefinite hold. Counting Iraqis, documenting the actual number of Iraq's diverse religious and ethnic communities, was considered too divisive at this time. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR. Hot, dry winds are fanning the flames of nearly a dozen wildfires in California, including a blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains that has spread over 10 square miles. That fire is now about 50% contained, but CAL FIRE spokesman John Buchanan says fire crews still face some difficult challenges.
There's some really steep terrain here. In some places, it's almost like 200 feet straight down from the road. So just hiking down and getting hand crews and stuff down there is just treacherous.
Buchanan says more than 2,000 firefighters are battling the blaze. The state of California has reached a settlement with the makers of AstroTurf that will nearly eliminate potentially dangerous lead from the company's artificial grass. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
California filed the lawsuit last year against AstroTurf and two other companies after tests showed excessive lead levels in their products. Manufacturers use lead to keep the colors in artificial turf from fading. Environmental organizations charge that children could ingest unsafe amounts of lead by playing on AstroTurf carpets. Charles Margulis is with the Center for Environmental Health.
So this is a chemical that's stunningly toxic to children. This can cause lifelong behavior problems, learning problems.
Under terms of the settlement, AstroTurf will also pay a hefty civil penalty and attorney's fees. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Tropical storm Claudette is bearing down on the Florida panhandle and could become the first tropical storm to hit the mainland this year. The storm has winds of at least 50 miles an hour. Forecasters are keeping an eye on two other storms farther out in the Atlantic Ocean that have potential of strengthening over the next week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.